Katrina, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, it's great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's warm and beautiful out, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation and some of the activities surrounding it. Earlier this month, you guys held a bowl-a-thon at Fairlane Bowl, and it was packed, a lot of good turnout there. And why don't you talk a little bit about how that went?
Our turnout was fantastic. With this being our first bowl-a-thon, we really didn't know for sure what to expect, what kind of turnout we were going to have. So we were very pleased with the turnout that we did have. We've heard a lot of positive comments from the individuals that were there, that they had a lot of fun. They hope that we do it next year. And it's an event that I believe will turn into an annual event. So we are looking forward to doing that again next year.
And how much money was raised?
With it being our first year, you know, like I said, we didn't know for sure what we were going into, what we were going to get out of it. We did raise $1,600, so not bad for our first year. You know, we didn't really know what we were going to expect, so just the fact that we made $1,600 was very pleasing to us.
Yeah, absolutely, and made sure all the bowling was organized, and now you can figure out what you can build around that event as well.
Exactly. You know, we had some fun things going on for the participants. We had laser bowl for the families, so it was a fun evening.
With the foundation, there's some other events that are going on right now and coming up in the future. Why don't you talk a little bit about those?
Right. Like our bowl-a-thon, with that being our first year, we also are going to have our first annual golf tournament coming up on July 13th out of Pine Knoll. So you'll be seeing more information about that coming out in the upcoming months. So that's something also that we're pretty excited about.
And then there's also the gala in the fall. That's an annual event and a big thing for you guys.
Of course, we have our annual gala. We don't have the date set yet, but it will definitely be in the fall, probably more toward late October, early November. So once again, watch for that date, because that's usually a fun event for the community to come out to.
Absolutely. And then also, you're in the middle of your appeal drive right now. What is that?
We do an annual appeal drive where we send out a statement letter asking for individuals to give us a donation. It usually wraps up probably about the first part of May, so we still have a couple more months for individuals to make their donation. This year, we kind of set some goals for our staff as to the participation rates. You know, we set a percentage rate of 80% that we wanted to get from our staff, and I'm very happy to report that we have received 85%. From our staff, and we still have a couple weeks left of our challenge period. So now we're challenging the staff to go for 100%.
And it's important to know what you're donating for, obviously, with this appeal drive and with the events that go around. And the foundation does a lot of great things for the hospital and clinics.
Absolutely. All of the donations that come to our foundation go directly back to future improvements and equipment purchases for the hospital. Over the past 9 years, we've dispersed over $345,000 to the hospital. Our most recent donation to the hospital was $21,000 that we used to purchase all new patient TVs for our patient rooms, as well as the big screen surgical room TV.
And you've also donated to the mammography suite in the past and some other things.
Absolutely. We've donated to the mammography suite. We've donated to the imaging department, the pediatric suite, the sleep disorder center. A lot of great projects the foundation has been a part of.
And it just helps to ensure that the quality of care here at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics continues to be at a high level.
Absolutely. That's one of the main goals of the foundation, is to raise the money to help put the money back into the hospital so that our hospital can remain modern and responsive to all of our region's needs.
And I just wanted to wrap things up kind of outside of the foundation here. There is a book fair coming up, but what's that about?
We do. On Friday, March 16th, we have our annual Books Are Fun book fair, which the Hospital Auxiliary is in charge of. It's something that the Books Are Fun group usually comes in about twice a year and does a book fair for us. So this is our spring book fair. So come on out. They have a wide variety of books and some very unique books that you don't typically see. So it's something that's pretty fun. So I encourage the community to come out and take part of that.
And actually also too, at the end of the month here, you're going to be the host for the KNIA KRLS Radioactive Bingo Grand Giveaway.
Absolutely. And when we were approached to be a part of this, we said, absolutely. You know, it's a great opportunity for the community to come out and see the facility. You know, we've made some great improvements around our facility in recent months. So this gives the community the opportunity to come out and see the hospital and see what we're doing.
All right. Well, anything else today, Katrina?
I don't believe so. Just enjoy that nice weather.
All right. Thanks.